Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia.
What a huge weekend.
I avoided the Brady roast.
The roast.
Bill Belichick's funny.
That was not the best roast ever, but it was pretty damn good.
Mike Danger.
Poston and toasting.
Like that one.
Bounding and astounding.
Gene Battaglia.
It's coming. Schedule release, and it's coming in May.
No kidding, coming in May.
Murray with the winner. The Avericks win it in overtime. Wow, what a comeback. Four unanswered goals for the Avericks. Live to play another day.
Pesky Avericks, right? We're going to game five back at Blue Cross Arena.
Friday night. Tonight, a rivalry renewed. Knicks and Pacers in the postseason for the first time since 2013.
Bang! Bang! Shut!
T-Wolves at Denver. I think Minnesota can win tonight.
The Wolves.
The Wolves.
And Anthony Edwards comes out as the star.
Cleveland! This is for you!
Welcome to the National
Stanley Cup Playoffs.
The Stars beat the Golden Knights 2-1 in Game 7.
The New York Rangers!
The Kentucky Derby is still relevant.
95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan. Rochester.
Welcome to Happy Hour. You're back in the sports bar. It's Danger and Battaglia. Hey, glad you've made us part of your afternoon routine. If you're listening at 95.7 FM, AM 950, driving home, maybe you're in the free-to-download Odyssey app where we sound our best. If you're home on your smart device, ask it to play 95.7 The Fan. You can even watch the sports bar on our YouTube channel at The Fan Rochester. Don't forget to like and subscribe. Or twitch.tv/TheFanRochester. I'm Mike Danger. That's Gene Battaglia.
How fun was that Saturday? Or did you turn your phone off and not look? And the next day you're like, what? They came back and they won?
I felt horrible because I was at a party, was at a Kentucky Derby party, and admittedly, didn't look at my phone once. I mean, I shut it down. We had a wonderful dinner, amazing drinks, amazing food, amazing conversation. Had a blast. Got home a little bit later, and I looked at my phone, and I'm like, oh my God. They came back from down 3-0 in the third? My God. That's got to be something that has never been done before with this storied franchise that you think you've seen it all, you think they've done it all. This is the first time that this has happened.
No, well, I don't know how many teams facing elimination, 20 minutes to go down by three, find a way to pull that out. Now, Biro getting the goal on the first shift, that's big. And as you heard in the sports update too, like what was the difference between game three and Murray going back in the lineup?
Murray was big, and Murray, being the leader that he is, didn't make it about him after the game. He made it about his teammates. This is Brett Murray working in an auto garage.
Brandon Biro, Lucas Rusick, and Linus Weisbeck. Wow, and Joe Ciccone. You got to give them credit. They willed us back into this game with three gritty goals. Sometimes that's what you need. And I think that's credit to them. They they brought us back, and I was just fortunate enough to tap them in.
That's great sound. I almost feel like the Dandelion gave us to that so we would make fun of the background noise.
What is it? Are they putting back up the glass there, taking the glass down? What are they doing?
Drywall? Yeah. Building? Is this Habitat for Humanity? I mean, I know we're good in the community, but my goodness, can we get... Murray is a big difference. And Seth Appert, you know, mentioned that, as you heard in the sports update there with Gino, that they're a better team with Murray. The vets have stood up in a big way here in this series. And if the kids get clicking with the vets, I have a feeling what Don said is true, that they've kind of, that Syracuse has made it so that we're not going to let the kids beat us. We're not going to let Kulik and Rozane beat us.
Which, that's fine. So the Weisbeck line stepped up.
Yeah.
Got two goals.
Yeah.
Weisbeck, Ciccone, and Byro. Fantastic.
And if you're curious, because who isn't, I mean, what do you do if you're Seth Appert? If you're the head coach of the team and your season is on the line and you're down 3-0 going into the third period, what are you telling your guys?
On the way through, immediately, I just told the guys, take a break, take a breath. We're going to win this game. We'll be back in 7 or 8 minutes to talk about it. And then when I came back, we just very calmly laid out how we believed we could get back into it. A few execution things systematically, and then, you know, a few things just in terms of giving them something to shoot for. You know, we got to get one in the first 6-7 minutes. You get one in the first 6-7, you put the seed of doubt in their mind, instead of them being able to ride out an easy victory. Then you get one in the next 7 or 8 minutes after that, and now you're sitting there 5 minutes to go, and you have a chance to tie it late. So credit to the guys that we got one in the first shift, so that helped. And Byro, Rusek, and Weisbach were just excellent in the third period, leading the way.
It's a funny game, Gino, because it's most of the time when you feel like you don't have a chance, you don't hear the coach go in and say, hey, we're going to win this game. But hockey is one of those things where I don't know what it is. You just pull from a place that you don't know exists, and you can get more. I felt it as a kid. I bet you your son felt it as a kid too, that you're playing against an opponent. You're thinking to yourself, yeah, no chance, but you know, going in, while there might not be a chance, you just kind of size them up and you look it over and you're like, yeah, we're going to win this game. We're going to beat a team that we shouldn't beat, or we're going to beat the odds.
It's the same exact tactic Seth used last year in a deciding game in Syracuse, and the team was down. I think they were only down by one, but it was, guys, everything's going to be fine here. Everybody take a deep breath. I'll be back in 8 minutes. It's just the coach letting everybody know, hey, we've got your back here. And for Seth, I can't wait to talk to Seth tomorrow, as the head coach of the Amherst joins us every Tuesday at about 4:25. You want to make note of that if you're an Amherst fan tomorrow, because Danger, that's a fantastic job of coaching. Like, how many coaches would have gone in there and be, hey, you're not doing this, you're not doing that, is that how your season's going to go? Okay, well, sometimes you need a different touch. And Seth hit he hit the right note on that.
He hits the right note with his guys. They know him. He knows them. You just get the sense that there's a trust between coach and player that we see with this team that you don't see with every team. And we certainly haven't seen it at the parent club for a long, long time. Maybe that changes with Lindy Ruff, but I loved our conversation earlier with Mike Catalana. And Catalana kind of telling us what we believe, too, is that, yeah, Seth should be the guy that's up there in Buffalo. The Lindy Ruff thing is great, and you know, you get why they did what they did. But, man, if you wanted to take a step forward, yeah, I know there's no NHL coaching experience, but you don't think guys like Peterka and Quinn don't have an unbelievable amount of respect and trust for a guy that helped them develop into what they are?
Here's my take on that. I think it came from above.
Yeah.
You had this trial run for Seth over the holidays where Don Granato not available. You split, but you didn't give it to Weber. You didn't give it to an assistant. You gave it to Seth. Why? Well, it worked that one night against Washington. I'm like, oh my gosh. Like, he, and how many people from Buffalo are people that don't pay attention? Well, it's just another development coach. Okay, you're not paying attention. Seth has more on his resume, coaching at RPI, coaching here in Rochester. He's got a lot. And I will say this, and maybe you're sick of me saying this, But to me, this is history repeating itself because you had John Tortorella, but nope, he couldn't go up. He wins a cup elsewhere. Heck, you could go back to Mike Keane. He couldn't go up to Buffalo. He wins a cup elsewhere. I'm not saying that Seth Abner's going to go win a cup elsewhere. I'm saying he's going to be a head coach in the NHL somewhere.
Very possible. And the way this team has responded, the way they continue to respond, even with their backs against the wall, man, it's a lot of fun. And so we, community-wise, collectively, as a community, I think all of us looking forward to Friday night. It can't get here soon enough, man. This week needs to fly by because Friday is going to be fun. We are going to be at the arena starting at 3 o'clock. We're your extended pregame show for Game 5 against Syracuse at Blue Cross Arena. So Gino and I will be at the arena, and I'm sure we'll have no shortage of Amherst guests joining us Friday afternoon while we're there.
If you can hit the breaking news sounder,
please. We have some breaking news in the sports bar.
Ow! 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 It really hit me. I didn't know it was coming back that far.
About that Game 5 at the close of business today at the Blue Cross Arena ticket office, I'm told the ticket sale, the number right now is 8,600 sold. 8,600, okay. Which would leave you about 2,000 to go here before you get to a sellout.
Yeah, I have a feeling that that's going to move here as we get closer and closer to Friday. And I'm expecting and anticipating that it'll be a sold-out bar. And by the way, get those tickets because you don't want more Syracuse fans in than we're already going to get. Like, wouldn't want to see that.
Do you think Syracuse fans, after what happened, will be so gung-ho to see the conclusion? I don't. I think they're like, oh my gosh, we had our opportunity. They're going to get in their car. They're going to pay money. I don't. I see a lot of them punting. Yeah. Sure, you'll have the
diehards.
The diehards, but you're not getting this wave of Syracuse fans. I'm sorry. Stay back in the 315.
I. You know what? If they do come, bring it. Bring it.
No, get out of here. We don't need you.
So there you go. We've got a ticket sales that are pacing at what you would expect to be a sellout here. So don't hesitate to get them now. Go to Ticketmaster, go to Amherst.com, go to the box office there at the Blue Cross Arena as well. Gino and I will be live starting at 3 o'clock Friday afternoon.
4-hour pregame show. Is that how
we, 4 hours.
It's like a Buffalo Bills game day, except we'll be doing some Amherst talk.
I think it's warranted, Gino. Yeah. That's a big night. That's a big night for this team after a big win on Saturday. And that was the other thing that I thought as soon as I saw that they won the way that they won, I'm like, oh, Gino and I are going to be at the arena on Friday. I have a feeling we're going to be live.
I get a text from our buddy Warren. By the way, happy birthday, Warren.
Oh, it's Warren's birthday?
Yeah.
Young man.
11:30 Saturday night, which is totally fine because if you're an Amherst fan, you're up 11:30 Saturday night, like wired after that.
Yeah.
You knew I was up.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Warren. Look forward to seeing Warren on Friday as well. And all of you, if you're going to the game, if you have plans to go to the game, don't be a stranger. We're most likely going to be in that upper atrium concourse area, right? You go up the escalators and then to the right, and you'll kind of see us in our spot there.
Yeah, like if you know where the elevator is coming off of the garage and you come on up, it's kind of right in that little alcove there. And there's like a Bud Light bar that's kitty corner from us.
Yeah.
You're closer to... to the atrium, I guess.
Yeah, right there off the atrium. Yeah. Sure. Don Stevens was great last hour. Good to get his take on this team, where they're heading. Man, what a memorable night. What a memorable call by Don Stevens on that game-winning goal Saturday night.
Turn back on the near wing. Yops turns. Wrist shot. Knocked down. They score! Murray in front of the net. Finds the rebound. Hammers it in. Murray with the winner. The Amherst winning in overtime. Wow, what a comeback. 4 unanswered goals for the Amherst. Put it away here. And the Amherst victorious. Live to play another day.
Love it.
What, you know what I love about that? All the Amherst fans you hear in the background.
That's right.
Like the Syracuse fans aren't saying anything. That's a lot. The photos from social media, anybody that was there, by the way, our phones are open. 866-4326, 866-4FAN.
We've got a game one in the Stanley Cup playoffs between the Panthers and the Bruins as the Eastern Conference semifinals get underway tonight with the Panthers hosting the Bruins.
That's like a Boston kind of revenge series, right? That's what they're all saying here after what happened last year.
Yeah, they lost in 7 games last year to Florida in unlikely fashion. Yesterday, hey, listen, if you're a Rangers fan, congratulations on getting that game one win, but that was a little tight there at the end, and the Hurricanes are no slouch, obviously, and and the Rangers get the early series advantage.
Boy,
there.
Could we have Boston, New York, and both the NHL and the NBA conference finals?
That would be something.
That would be unbelievable.
That would be something. The Knicks get underway tonight in their series against Indiana at Madison Square Garden.
Talking with my buddy John Guerin over at Fisher. Now, he loves the Knicks. Like, and honestly, follows it much closer than me, the NBA. Indiana's deep. So the longer this series goes, the more it's not good for the Knicks here. That, like, you may just say, oh, pencil it in. No. Like,
what I love about the Knicks, you say Indiana's deep. It's like, yeah, the Knicks kind of have some depth. They just don't use it. Tibbs just runs his guys into the ground. He just, if you're hot, you're out there and you're not coming off. I know it's maddening. A lot of Knicks fan friends of mine always get mad. They're like, they need to put some guys. This is ridiculous. What are they doing? He'll just run those guys.
Okay, fair enough. Maybe they get out coached then.
It could be.
I'm just cautioning all New York fans. Like, hey, this isn't the layup you think it is. Also, look at the history. Like, if I have to see the damn Reggie Miller and Spike Lee exchange one more time, no more.
Timberwolves are in Denver, and they'll look to gain a 2-0 series lead against the Nuggets, and Anthony Edwards is spectacular.
Yeah, you know, like at this point, like somewhere in the back, I was joking like how like with those Syracuse players, I don't know, do they really want to dig in here and go to Rogers, or they want to go home? What do you think, the reigning MVP of the league wants to do at this point?
You said after the Lakers win, you said you were surprised that you didn't feel more. So I'm curious what you are feeling right now and if you're looking forward to a parade coming up in Denver.
When is parade? Yes. When is parade?
Thursday.
No. I need to go home. Okay.
Yeah.
The guy just wins a championship. Like,
parade.
Come on. I mean, I've done enough for you people.
He's so good. But Edwards has been, he's one of the bigger stories this postseason so far. I mean, he has just kind of taken over, and you're watching somebody that we saw through the course of the season, his star kind of ascend. This is it, man. I mean, like, if the Timberwolves get past Denver, Anthony Edwards is going to be a star in this league for a long, long time. Then the question just becomes, does he stay in Minnesota for a long, long time? But the Timberwolves have something going, and they look to go up 2-0 in Denver tonight. That series, the late game tonight on TNT, tipping off at 10.
Yeah, that's. It feels like we haven't seen enough of Minnesota, and for that matter, Oklahoma City. Oklahoma City, that begins tomorrow night, so... Boy, if we get it, will America be into Minnesota, Oklahoma City? Probably not, but I think basketball fans would love that.
I would love it just because you're talking about two really kind of like young and exciting teams. And I think much like baseball benefits from youth and like good young players, like every team in Major League Baseball might not be good, but you could at least point to say, like, oh, they've got a good young player here, a good young player there.
But that didn't translate. You had Arizona, who now he's doing terrible this year, but Corbin Carroll was one of the best young players, and no one cared. No one cared for that series last year. Yeah. So,
baseball still could do more in marketing their product. I suppose they could probably do a little bit more in making their players, stars. But when you see Anthony Edwards posterizing KD, it's like, oh, that guy's a star. Yeah, that guy just dunked over KD. Yeah, that guy's going to be okay. He's pretty good. Great stuff in the NBA. Looking forward to that doubleheader tonight. And, of course, game one between the Bruins and the Panthers. Plenty of action tonight. And that's before we even talk about the action on the Major League Diamond. So tomorrow on the show, our usual Tuesday, we will talk to Amerks head coach Seth Appert. He'll be stopping by at 4:25. That's going to be a fun conversation. Do we have confirmation of whether or not we'll have Seth in studio or not
yet?
I wouldn't expect it, man. I mean, that's a pretty, I'm not expecting that, but that would be pretty cool. I would actually be honored by that, but I don't expect that to be.
I would also say this, okay, because of all the sports, would you agree? Okay, question number one, that of all the sports, hockey is the most superstitious.
Some superstitious dudes in hockey. Yeah, sure.
I would say that. Okay. Question number two.
Baseball though, baseball with, get me a live chicken no. and Jobu and, you know, there's some superstition in baseball.
Yeah, every sport, but...
Wear a garter underneath, feel sexy while you're throwing your pitches.
We never put Seth on, and part of that was superstition when we're out there on game day. Uh-huh. So if we're out there Friday and we don't have the head coach on, it's not because he doesn't want to do it or we don't want to do it. It's actually superstition.
Yeah, we want Pacer and we want Vinny. We get Vinny Prospel and we get
Pacer. I got a bone to pick with. Because how many times would we like try to line him up? Oh, he's in Canada. Oh, I'm over here. Oh, like he used to come in studio. Now that you're doing this, Nate, what's going on?
I love it. I love to see good guys prosper. And both Vinny and Pacer have been welcome additions to that coaching staff this year. And they're doing great. They're doing fantastic, man. That's an unbelievable win on Saturday. And they look to extend the season with a win on Friday night. So Friday from 3 until 7, Danger and Battaglia, we will be live at the sports bar at Blue Cross Arena as your pregame for Game 5 between the Amherst and the Crunch.
Hey, Bills news. Today is one of the rare days where I could say, look, out of one Bills drive, pretty much not much happening.
Yeah, but can I say this? Because it's been I really kind of hung on to it all weekend long. Because Friday, there was some Bills news.
Right, and Friday we're kind of reacting to it, but you stewed on this.
I really did, man. I thought about it. I'm like, what are they doing with Chase Claypool? I get it. You need to add, you got to get to 90. You need camp bodies. There's no risk. You never know. He's never had a quarterback like Josh Allen. The guy is a bum. He's a bum. And you should be embarrassed that you're inviting that guy to training camp. He's bad. Bad news all around, straight up bum. And maybe I'm a little bit close to it, and maybe I'm a little bit touchy because it was my team that got fleeced when they traded a second round pick for him, that worthless bum. And then if you're a Dolphin fan, maybe you feel like I do, that the guy did nothing, didn't do anything to get on the field. I get it. You got to get to 90. I get it. You didn't draft a second wide receiver. You need more. Fine. I just hope the guy's not a cancer. Like, if he shows up and he's a cancer, they'll get rid of him quickly, I would assume.
Here's my concern, Danger, because whatever your profession is, right, we've all had this experience that you are in a position and someone else is bringing another person where you're like, I don't know about that person's character. I think that they're lazy or they have, like, an anger. Whatever the issue is. But you know what? New job. I'm on my best behavior and everything is all good and everything is going to be fine. And guess what's going to happen? Minicamp. Hey, Chase Claypool, he looks great in shorts. Oh my gosh, the Bills may have something. My gosh. Hey, did you see that Chase Claypool? His stats are actually similar to Gabe Davis. Hey, dude, this is all good. And then when you get into the season, when it actually matters, he's not blocking for you.
Dude, I'm not going to allow myself to do it. I'm not going to do it. I don't care how good he looks in shorts. I don't care how fast and how precise his routes. I'm not giving that guy any shine during the preseason. No. I don't give a chance of making this team.
He will revert to who he is.
That's right. That's right. What do you need to see? What more do you need to see other than he flamed out in his last two destinations and it was the same rap? A me first guy. I mean, when Ledyard was on with One Bills Live on Friday talking about this move, and that's a Pittsburgh guy that remembers him from the Steelers.
I'm One Bills Live too.
Yeah. There was a polite way of saying the guy's a bum. He didn't say like what I just said. He's very polite and very articulate with his answer and very political with his answer. I don't have to be that. I can just say straight up, the guy's a bum and I'm kind of pissed off that they signed him. I get it. You got to get to 90. I get it. Well, maybe Josh Allen throwing him his... Yeah, okay. Fine. I'm not going to give him any of that shine. He doesn't deserve it. He's a bum. And I hate that the Bills signed him. I stewed on it. Yeah, I was stewing at it all weekend. I thought about it on Friday. I'm like, well, that's not great. I don't like getting text messages from friends going, what are the Bills doing? I don't like getting those texts. Do you like getting those I don't like getting those emails, those text messages. The Bills signed Claypool. What are they doing?
You're like, why?
Right. Yeah. Like when Worm texted you about Lindy Ruff becoming the new guy, you didn't like getting that. That wasn't fun.
No, I wanted just one day to enjoy Lindy Ruff. And then you think about it like, no, that wasn't it. But just let you have the one day.
If everybody knows it's a mistake, then what are you doing? Everybody knows this guy's rap. Everybody, what are we doing? That guy is a bum. I'm not excited about that guy. I don't want to see that guy. I don't care how good he looks in minicamp or in shorts. No, he's not making this team. No, get him away from this team as quickly as possible. Okay. Let's get to a round of shots next in the sports bar.
Some fun facts about this Amerk playoff run so far. Mind you, we're only four games into this, folks. We'll set you up for the NBA, the NHL tonight. We have, like, I think evidence that one team in baseball is tanking. We'll go over the weekend that was. And then, oh my gosh, this guy's coming back. I hope I'm not reading this correctly, but there is one guy that is leaving the door open for an NFL comeback.
I didn't see the roast of Tom Brady. I didn't watch it yet. I only heard about it.
I'm not talking about Brady.
Brady didn't make an announcement at his roast that he's coming back or that the Raiders are signing him or anything?
No, he didn't. But he pretty much admitted that he cheated, I think.
Oh, the Deflategate thing. Yeah, sure. That was nice of him to do. We'll get to a round of shots next in the sports bar. It's Danger and Battaglia on The Fan.
You're listening to the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. On 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan, Rochester.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
The Fan, Rochester Sports Update.
Close of business today for the Rochester Americans. 8,600 tickets have been sold for Friday night's deciding game against Syracuse. Series tied at 2-2. Head coach Seth Appert on the amazing comeback in Game 4.
That's a heck of a win. And that was an improbable win. And they can enjoy this as brothers and as teammates. Take a day off tomorrow, and then we'll start chipping away at getting them refocused after that.
Game 1 tonight between the Knicks and Pacers at MSG. Also tonight from the NBA, Minnesota and Denver. That's Game 2. Timberwolves are up 1-0. The Red Wings are off today. They begin a series tomorrow at Scranton-Wilkes-Barre. Top of the second. Actually, they moved this along. It's now the end of the fifth. Philadelphia leading against San Francisco 5-0. The Mets in St. Louis tonight. The Yankees are off. Gene Battaglia, the sports leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan, Rochester.
The only way to take The Fan Rochester with you is the free Odyssey app. Download it today and follow the sports leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.
You're back in the sports bar. It's Danger and Battaglia. Time for a round of shots.
That's now three straight overtime games between the Amherst and Syracuse. Last time that happened for Rochester in the postseason. You have to go back to 1983. This is Breedon Stevens. The Calder Cup semifinal against the New Haven Nighthawks, who haven't existed for decades. Rochester would actually go on to win the Calder Cup that year. Good news for the Amherst ticket office. They've got lots of time to try to sell this out. Game 5 coming up on Friday. We learned today that 3-goal deficit was the most the Amherst have ever faced and overcome in a deciding game.
Yeah, that's remarkable. And tomorrow afternoon at 4:25, Amherst head coach Seth Appert stops by the sports bar. Man, I'm looking forward to that conversation. And really, I think that is that's the question, right? Like, how do you get these guys? I mean, his answer will be like, I don't have to get these guys refocused. They're focused. They know what's going on, right? Like, he'll answer it before I even ask it. But man, I have to imagine after that game that you got guys that are feeling invincible, feeling like there's nothing that can get in their way or stop them. And I guess maybe that's the question. How do you get them from being overly confident and get them to play their game? That's tomorrow afternoon, 4:25. Seth Appert stopping by the sports bar.
Just one game tonight in the NHL. Florida is at -175. The Panthers hosting Boston. Yes, it's this year, Florida with a home ice. Game one of the Eastern Conference semi. Last night, no repeat winner for the Cup. Jack Eichel and Vegas bounced by Dallas. By the way, shout out for RIT Greg, Chris Tanev. He was fantastic in this RIT product, I should say, Chris Tanev. Dallas bouncing back after an 0-2 hole in this series.
Yeah. I'm not really upset that Jack Eichel isn't advancing in the Stanley Cup playoffs. I don't like that I say that, but I really didn't want to see him succeed this year.
Did you see him miss that open net last night?
I didn't see that. Did he miss one?
Oh my gosh. He had it like right on his stick, and then that would have tied the game. So all your offseason, you can think about that. The Knicks tonight being in their series against Indiana. That is on TNT tonight at 7 p.m. Yeah. Unfortunately, no more Walt Clyde Frazier for you.
Oh, come on.
You got to go now to the
network. I've got a whole list of them, Gino. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if I can watch a game without looking and cooking or percolating and devastating. I need that when I'm watching the Knicks.
It's not going to happen. You'll
hacking
have to
and whacking.
I don't think he says hacking and whacking.
Facilitating and masturbating.
He definitely does not say
that. I'm sorry. I heard him say it. He did say that the other night.
I don't believe you.
Posting and toasting.
That's followed by game two of Minnesota and Denver. The Timberwolves went into the My High City. They took game one of that series. The other two series, Cleveland, Boston, Dallas, Oklahoma City, they begin tomorrow.
So everybody thinks that this is leading to a Boston, New York, Eastern Conference final.
Well, which of the two teams do you think? Because I would listen to the argument that Cleveland can go in and beat Boston, because Boston's been a little erratic, but Indiana's the team we're all sleeping on here.
Yeah. Oh, God, how gross would that final be if you had upsets and it was Indiana and Cleveland? Ugh.
Hey, everybody, it's Indiana and Oklahoma City. And Adam Silver is really worried.
That would be terrible for the league. Terrible. Although Oklahoma City's fun. Minnesota's fun. But yeah, we would love.
If you got that, okay. Because, look, back in 1994, I know no one believes this, so you got to trust me on this. The NHL and the NBA were on equal footing. And then the stupid neutral zone trap, you know, put right next to, hey, Jordan taking off here, the light years they had. What if you got a series like this, Indiana, Oklahoma City, going against, say, Rangers, Connor McDavid? Something like that would captivate. Well, look,
if you want to skate to where the puck is headed, to use the analogy, you see the NHL gaining ground right now, right? You see it. If you're a consumer of ESPN, just ESPN, you see it. You already see them talking about it more where they never used to talk about it, covering it more than they ever have covered it. Back when it was popular, it was when ESPN was still kind of like booming. And they had the NHL, and the NHL's decline in popularity coincided with them leaving ESPN.
But ESPN isn't what it was, though.
Correct. And the world has changed.
Right.
And you can get your content anywhere, and it's very fractured and very fragmented. But it does feel like it is gaining some ground. And, man, if you did have a Rangers-McDavid final... That would be fantastic.
Yeah, sign me up for that. Certainly looks like we're going to have a team tanking in baseball here at Danger. From over the weekend, the Miami Marlins traded away their defending batting champion, Luis Arraez, gets shipped off to the Padres. Then the Marlins gave up 20 runs in Oakland.
I was trying to figure out why Arraez got traded. It makes zero sense at all unless you're tanking. Was there something going on that we didn't know about?
I have no idea. Now, Minnesota got a good pitcher in return when they shipped their eyes down to Miami, but I don't know if anybody is going to provide any wins going in return to Miami in that trade.
Bad.
Other things from baseball, the L.A. Dodgers beginning to assert themselves, sweeping Atlanta. Shohei Ohtani with two home runs in the win Sunday. Meanwhile, the sausage party for the Twins came to an end. The Twins' 12-game winning streak, their best since 87, Boston winning on Sunday. The Mets in St. Louis tonight. The Yankees open a series in the Bronx tomorrow against Houston.
Okay.
And finally, one of the darling picks, we talked about this a little bit, to reach a Super Bowl, the Houston Texans. They got a young quarterback. They have Diggs. They play in a bad division. Well, one man sees this, and
No.
Is he planting the seeds for a return?
Oh, God, no.
J.J. Watt
Thirsty J.J.
He told head coach D'Amico Ryans, quote, "Don't call unless you absolutely need it. But if you ever do call, I'll be there." And he knows not to call unless he absolutely needs it.
Thirsty J.J. Watt.
This is going to happen, isn't it?
No.
It's happening.
No, I think D'Amico Ryans, I have too much respect for D'Amico Ryans to believe that would seriously happen. And I think Ryan's response to it was basically like, I have J.J.'s number. I know how to get a hold of him. It was basically where he left it.
Okay, like, well... And also, too, it could be one of these like, hey, you're not going to call him during camp, but once the season starts and then come on in. Remember how we view J.J. Watt? How do they view him down in Houston?
Oh, he's a deity. I mean, right. He saved the city. How raised all that money.
Cal McNair, the owner, view him?
Part the seas. I mean, that's J.J. Watt.
He's going, hey, I never got a chance to be in a Super Bowl. J.J. Watt's calling them.
Right.
He's not the other way around.
Right.
He's calling them.
Right.
That's as close as you could say in public to saying, I want to come back.
Yeah. Well, they could bring him back, but instead of sending him back to Houston, they could send him to, you know, Galveston instead.
Disappointing noise. Where they going, Chuck? Galveston? That dirty ass water. We're not even going to send them to Cancun. We're going to send them to Galveston with that dirty ass water be washed up on the shore. You people think they're in the beach. Y'all gonna send y'all to Cancun. Y'all drive y'all and y'all quit. Drive your ass down to Galveston.
That has not burned out on me.
No, and it won't. No, it won't. And now, whenever I hear Houston, I don't think about anything except for Chuck saying we're sending you to that dirty ass water. People think they're at the beach. We're sending you to Galveston, and he can say it because he played there. I don't think J.J. Watt's going to say that the water in Galveston is dirty ass water.
See, like if you were in Syracuse and they really wanted to close out the Amherst, be like, yeah, we're going to send you back to the Genesee and the waterfall there in Lake Ontario.
That dirty ass water. Charlotte, that dirty ass water. You think it's a beach? Can't even go in the water.
We could say that because we're from here. But there, anybody, yeah,
can say it because we've lived it. There are days where you don't go to the beach because it smells.
Or they tell you not to.
Or they tell you don't go in the water. The beach is dirty. They're pumping water everywhere. They're trying to clean up all the algae. It's a mess. Yeah, dirty ass water. You think it's a beach? We're no better than Galveston, Gino. We can say it. We've lived it, and so can Chuck. I don't think J.J. Watt would say it. I don't think he's coming back. I think that's a thirsty, thirsty man.
I am out of quotas for betting you, so I'll just file that one away.
Oh, you want to bet on whether or not J.J. Watt makes a return to the NFL?
Listen, like Bill Belichick getting rave reviews. He is reshaping his image, and I will be enjoying a nice full.
You think Belichick is coming back? You know, if anything, Belichick is making his case to never have to come back because he's so good at doing all the stuff outside of coaching. The word on the street is he killed last night in the Brady roast. He was funny, and he's been funny. And he's going to be on the Manning cast this upcoming season.
Yeah, and
it'll be funny.
And when you're an owner, whether you're Jeffrey Lurie or Wellington Mara, the Mara family, you're looking at Jerry.
Yeah, you're going to look at an old guy who's on the Manning cast, whose best days are behind him, and you're not going to bring him back. You're going to say, you know what, Bill, you're best suited now in the media. You do a great job. Really, really enjoyable work.
And Bill will look at that and say, I'm how many wins behind Don Shula? Somebody's going to pay me. I'll get to that record.
The thing is, he ain't getting it. It's going to be Reed. Reed is going to get that record. It ain't going to be Sorry, Bill. It ain't going to be you.
Assuming Andy Reid stays healthy.
Yeah. Mix in a salad, big guy. And you get a little cardio in there. I'm sure he is. Got to take care of yourself. Let's get to last call next in the sports bar. We have time for your calls if you want to pull up a stool at 585-866-4FAN, 866-4326.
You're listening to the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan, Rochester.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The beer is cold and the wings are hot. You're in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan, Rochester.
They got the best player in the league with Nikola Jokic. To me, they got the best closer with Jamal Murray, the best three-point shooter with Michael Porter Jr. So it's tough to beat this team. It's not just my mentality, it's the team mentality. We come in and you know, we know it's going to be a war.
I'm kind of falling in love with Anthony Edwards.
I know you are.
Kind of into it. I mean, he's snatching souls out there, man. And when I saw him dunk over KD in the last round, I'm like, oh, this guy does not care. He does not care about your well-being. He is just going to get after it. Well, it's tough tonight. Jokic looking to even up the series in Denver. That's the late game, the doubleheader tonight in the NBA playoffs.
What if Minnesota takes it tonight, though?
Whew. 2-0 and you're going back to Minneapolis?
Are we penciling them in for the final at that point?
You could. I mean, we'll see what kind of heart Denver actually has, or if Jokic just wants to go home. I need to go home.
Minnesota, Boston. Would they get people to tune in? I mean, Boston, Denver, New York, anybody would get people to tune in.
Yeah, what does that West final look like if Minnesota... You have a Minnesota-Oklahoma City final in the West?
It's fun for basketball fans.
And then it becomes like old versus new in the NBA final?
Doncic isn't all that old, but I just don't feel like I want to watch Dallas. I'd rather see Oklahoma City.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you. They're fun. And so are the Wolves. The West is fun. They're young and they're fun all around. But tonight you've got that is your late game. And the Knicks, of course, taking the court 7:30 tonight, hosting Indiana. Don't worry, Gino. I'm sure that they'll show the Reggie Miller.
How many times?
We'll have the dinger going off for every time they mention Reggie and Spike at the, the Star Wars music was playing there by accident.
Wow.
Almost as if they knew it was May the 4th.
How did you celebrate Saturday?
Went to the movies.
I
Nerd.
What are you talking about? Well, it wasn't even my idea, buddy.
Nerd! Oh, you're just being a dad.
I raised them right. They're like, Dad, it's the 25th anniversary of the Phantom Menace, and it's on May the 4th. What do you think? I'm like, you don't have to say that twice. We're going. We did a little matinee at Tinseltown. 25th anniversary of episode one.
Nerd!
May the 4th be with you. Tomorrow on the show. It's our Tuesdays. You know, Tuesdays are big here in the sports bar. We'll talk plenty of Bills with Matt Parrino. We'll see if he shares my opinion that Chase Claypool's a bum.
I think Matt might kind of
be a little bit more political.
A little, a different temperament.
I don't have to be political though, right? Like,
no, we don't have to do anything. Nobody's telling you to say anything.
All right, I don't have a credential. Like, I'm not going to the post. I'm not asking Sean McDermott any direct questions. We'll talk to Brandon Bean at training camp. I'm sure we do every year. I don't know that I'll say to him, hey, Brandon, what's up with signing that bum, Claypool? Parrino at 325 tomorrow. I'm covering the Bills for the Syracuse Post-Standard. And very excited to talk to Amherst head coach Seth Apper tomorrow afternoon at 4:25. Who knows, by tomorrow, I mean, we're going to be inching closer and closer to sellout for Friday night.
It's going to happen, so just be advised. You want to go to that game, I would suggest getting online tonight.
Programming note, Friday, Gino and I will be at the arena. We'll do the pregame. From 3 until 7, we'll be live from Blue Cross Arena, that little concourse up in the upper atrium there. Look for us, and I'm sure we'll have plenty of Amherst guests leading up to puck drop at 7 o'clock. You'll hear all of the Amherst postseason action on your home for Amherst hockey, the Fan Rochester.
You know what dawned on me?
Tell me.
Tomorrow night's the NHL draft lottery.
Oh,
it used to be such a countdown. Will the Sabres win? Now it's like, oh, great. They won again. Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tomorrow, starting at 3 o'clock, we return with a brand new episode. If you missed Don Stevens, if you missed 13 Web Sports Director Mike Catalana, you can catch up wherever you get your podcasts. Search out the Sports Bar. And in the free-to-download Odyssey app with Rewind, you can go back and listen to any part of the show that you may have missed for the next 72 hours. JR Sport Brief next on The Fan Rochester. Have a great night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.